Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming live from Pomperau up here for the Pomperau Youth Summit. Exciting to be here. My first summit. It's been running for a while up here. And look, it's great to be here. And big shout out to the traditional owners here of Pomperau. And this deadly yarns that I'm having with people up here is proper A1, number one, too deadly, and I'm just excited to be here. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with deadly brother, Mickey Wilson. And in actual fact, I saw him at Laura Dance Festival early this year. He said, brother, you should come here for the summit, you know. Okay, brother, I'm keen. Yeah, I'd love to do that. Heard about the Pomperau Youth Summit. And he got in touch with Ganti, who's the lady in charge up here, Indian sister. And here I am. So, look, great to be here. Mick, very good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, Russ.
Good to see you, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Cairns born and raised, but family roots from Mount Isa.
Yes.
So, Kalkadoon Murray.
Yes.
I've known Uncle Trev for many years now. Him and the old fella used to be pretty good mates, footy legends there. Hey?
Yeah, well, you're with us in spirit, brother. And my condolences there, brother. But he's a beautiful man. And look, everyone knows Woggy Wilson. And my brother, so great to be yarning about your dearly father too.
Yeah. So this community work that I'm doing now, I've been up in Pomperau since last year, October, so coming up to a year.
Mm.
And working with the men's support and, with this youth summit that we've got, it's an annual project we have, and it's probably one of the biggest projects we have in the community. Mm. You know, everyone's happy, everyone's got good energy, and, like Trevor said, we had a yarn at the Laura Dance Festival, caught up, and I know he's a very positive, motivational man to have around and always got good energy. So
thank you, my brother.
I hit him up to come this way.
Hit me up. Can I just say, my brother, from the outside in, I am so impressed with the hands-on here.
Yes.
That's young and old, that's black and white,
that's
all
right.
Involved in this summit. I've never seen anything like it, brother.
Yeah.
You guys are full-on and supporting this. You grab the bulls with both horns. It's a great vehicle, it's a great summit, and it's great for the community, bro.
Yeah, mate. So it's really positive. Like, every time the youth summit's on, everyone's very involved. There's always smiles and faces. Everyone's got that good energy. Perfect vessel to try and promote, you know, these healthy routines and behaviours to our youth, which is our future. So we're all just working together and trying to look to what we can do next, you know, outside of the youth summit, because even though this is a great project, we still lack a little bit when it comes outside of this. So we're very active during this week, but I'm yet to, you know, instill some other projects throughout the years, and we'll just see how we go with that.
Look, that's the other thing too, the Pomperau Youth Summit, it's a week event, isn't it?
Week event, yeah.
So it's fantastic. Great to see the Queensland Police here.
Yes.
They're having yarns with the young one in regard to becoming a police officer, if not PLO. Also the ADF, you know, Australian Defence Force, and you see Jerry Savage here, who's been in the Navy for something like 35 odd years, you know, so that's fantastic. And also Abergary regarding Abergary, education, because I'm primary school, finishes grade 6, grade 7s, all students have to leave the community
that's
to
right.
go education,
that's
isn't
right,
it?
Yes,
so great to see people like Abergary here, boarding school, with a lot of First Nations students.
Yes. Punapima also.
Punapima, thank you, yes.
We also got Ratsik here, and Circus.
Circa Cairns, that's Humphreys right.
From the circus.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah, so just a few different, you know, random.
ZMK, must
be good. ZMK, ZMK's here. He's going to be performing at our disco, which is tomorrow night, and he's also doing music workshops here.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, ZMK is an island baller who's getting blowing up in the music world.
And all the mob there were cans, subbing him. We always jam him on BBM, bummer bipper, don't worry about that.
Yeah, and he's just showing these kids that, you know, anybody can do it. Because
exactly.
He's from a small island, Yam Island, I believe.
Yes.
And, you know, all these communities, you know, very similar in ways, and just showing that somebody from these kind of spaces can make it too.
Yeah, too deadly. For you mob, just tuned in, Trinity 12 here, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with Mickey Wilson. Mick, so what's your role involved? What do you actually do here, brother?
So I'm working in the men's support, bro.
Okay.
I do, like, coordinate pretty much the men's shed and programs. So we do out on country and sort of in-house stuff at the shed, where we'll talk about substance abuse or domestic violence, you know, those types of things that are killing our people.
Yes.
Just trying to, you know, build that awareness around it and just teach these guys that there's, you know, there's better ways to handle things.
Exactly. Fantastic. My brother, good yarn with you. Now, you limping there. You did a bit of a knee injury. Tell us the story there, brother.
Oh, bro, why are you going to bring it up? Why are you going to bring it up?
Now, rugby league, the game we love?
Yeah, the game we love to hate, especially when you get the niggling injuries.
So it was in the first 5 minutes, was it, last weekend, was it?
Yeah, we were playing in the Three Rivers comp.
Yeah.
So that involves Cohen, Cohen-Yama, Hopo, Woodjall, and ourselves.
Yeah.
And we played Cohen in the semi-final, first 5 minutes.
There it is.
Blew my knee. Case closed.
Your father tickling you there on the field.
Yeah, he's telling me you're going to pull up, I think. Nah.
Which is deadly, brother. Yeah, fantastic. Hey, Mick, good yarning with you. Thank you.
Thanks,
for allowing me to be here at the Pompera Youth Summit. I think it's fantastic,
brother. Pleasure.
Love to come back, and we'll keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Yarn soon, eh?
That's him. Cheers,
all right.
Bro.
Too deadly.
Yo.
There it is, yarning with Mickey Wilson here at the Pompera Youth Summit. Fantastic. I'm going to check with Ganty, the lady who organized it, how long this has been running for, but it's a great event. And look, anything to engage with our youth, that's what it's all about. They are our future, and this is a fantastic event. And look, it should be templated across this country at all First Nation and communities. It is a great event. But you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from McCurry, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National News Radio Service. Big shout out, News. Too deadly.
Here we go.
My little homie.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Jara, ooh, got down.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Pompora up here for the Pompora Youth Summit. Look, it is fantastic. It is too deadly. And what the community is doing here for their youth is second to none. This is an annual event. And big shout out to Mick Wilson, Woggy Wilson's boy. He's working up here with the men's group. I saw him at the Laura Dance Festival. And I will make mention that the Pompora Dance Group, won the Laura Dance Festival early this year. So too deadly to be with the winners. And Mick was there, and Mick invited me. He said, brother, you should come to Pompora for the Youth Summit. And sure enough, he got in touch with Ganthi. Ganthi, who's the organizer for the community here for this event. She's Indian sister. And she's so down to earth, been working in the community here for about 10 years. So she's part of the furniture and got me up here. And I'm just here as the MC for this fantastic event all week, but also catching with deadly people involved in the Youth Summit here at Pompora. And one of them I'm so excited to yarn with is ZMK, and got the brother here with me. We play a lot of his music on Bummer Bipper Media, and of course on my program, National Talk Black. I've got a big smile. ZMK, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, brother. Thank you for coming. Big yes, all brother. Now, listen, before we start, let the mob know, who your mob were you from, Z?
From the Torres Strait, Yam Island.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, Marlon, beautiful, represent. Yeah. Now, I've always wanted to know, Bala, acronym, ZMK. What is ZMK, Bala?
That's my initials for my full name, yep. So Zachariah Michael Kelly.
Well, there it is, ZMK. All right. I thought there were three people on stage, ZMK. But no, only one ballet stand up who got initial for his full name, ZMK. So tell us your story, brother. How did it start out with music for you?
I've started in school there. Was in year 10, started off
DJing. Which school?
Abergary,
big shout out. They're here as well for the summit. So you was at Abergary, year 10, so continue.
Year 10, started off DJing, year 11, and did it through year 11, year 12. Yes. Then I started looking into singing. And straight after that, after school, went straight into it. I went to Townsville there for a bit, had a little work there, and then went back up home, and that's when I started,
getting focused.
Music,
get focused with music. So ZMK, so tell us repertoire. Tell us how you do your music.
Do it through on the laptop, GarageBand.
Okay.
If anyone ever had a Apple Mac, that's how I do it. Digitally.
Digitally, okay. Yep. There it is. Yeah. And thanks to technology. So it has created a career path for you as an entertainer, as a performer.
Yep. It's a big help. Pushed me from a long way.
Okay.
Down, up.
Yes. Yes. So you've really really sunk your teeth into this.
Mm.
So this is your career path.
Yep.
I'm looking in your eyes, brother. You're so excited about what you do. You're here doing workshops. So you're talking to the young ones here at Pomperau that even from a small community, you come from Yam Island.
Yep.
Because of technology, we can do anything, can't we?
Yes, we can. Yep.
So here you're doing workshops.
Yes, I am.
Just tell us about the workshop that you make that yarn.
Just to put out, come here and do a workshop, leave something with them that I know for the community, and tell them about, it's not the only thing, just how would I go put them?
To inspire them to look at other things. Well, you know, black people, all deadly for song, dance, sports.
Whoa.
We got that natural talent.
Yep.
And so that's what you're saying, brother.
Yep.
From a man with no university degree or no training in professional music, nothing at all, just using a laptop and created ZMK, which is an artist now, First Nation artist, here on the Big Island, brother.
Yep.
So it opens up doors, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So I think you're inspiring kids to think outside the square.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do with music. I mean, you can travel, share your culture.
Yes.
From where you're from, you take it out there, put it out to the world.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And, the questions will come through and where you're from.
Yep.
And that's your time to shine.
I love that, brother. That's your time to shine. I love that. And so, look, becoming an artist in your own right, you could say in your bedroom with your laptop, for example, here you are now as an artist, and like you now do events like this, Pomperau Youth Summit. So they engaged in you to come here. Of course, they pay you to be here, but you're doing the thing you love, music, and you're teaching young ones how to do it.
I'm sharing my experience with them.
Yeah, beautiful you are, brother. So, so just a one-man show. Now, which way family, brother? Brothers, sisters?
Yes, just families. I have one sister, two brothers.
Yeah, good.
I don't know, everyone's a bit everywhere. So.
Yeah, sure, okay. And then mum and dad with us?
Mum's on the island, dad's in TI. So.
Okay, there you go. They're happy with what you're doing, brother?
Proud of me, yeah.
Proud
I got a message the other day from my mum, so proud of you. Thanks, mum. Got a little emotional.
Exactly, we do. You know the mum are going to make us cry when they make yarn, but that's too deadly, my brother. Look, I congratulate you. I love your music. I love who you are, brother. Yeah. And we're going to jam some more of your beats. Especially after this interview here, my brother, let everybody know that ZMK is with us, and we're excited to be here at Pomperau Youth Summit. This is your first Pomperau Youth Summit?
First one and first ever workshop. And,
good.
Hopefully in the future I'll get to go to the other communities to work there too.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, Bala, good yarning with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bala.
Keep doing what you're doing, my brother, and we'll yarn soon. Enjoy the rest of the Pomperau Youth Summit cut.
Thank you. You too.
Yawa, Bala.
Hey, Bala.
Oh, too deadly. So beautiful yarn there with ZMK. Look, fantastic. He is very talented. Great to have him here at the Pomperau Youth Summit. And look, it just opens up the doors, open up the eyes of these young ones that you can be and do whatever you want to do. It's up to you. And he operates from his laptop on the veranda of his mother and father's Yam Island, house. So you can do anything thanks to technology. And he's delivering that format to these young ones here, which is inspiring them, because, you know, we belongs to music, singing, sports. We're proper Delhi-ass black fellas, so that's what ZMK is doing, represent. But stay tuned, your Delhi program, National Talk Black, 2012, Murray from the Curry, live here, Pumperow, Pumperow Youth Summit 2023. Great to be here. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Too deadly.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, next segment, which we're yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi. Brinsmead and Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bumba Bripper Media once a week. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, a message we deliver. And we catch up with the boys and girls in blue from Edmonton Police Station. So with me today, we've got our deadly brother, PLO, Stephen Grant, and border bodyguard, Inspector James Coate. We're going to have a yarn. A very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thanks yourself.
Good day. Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Start with your brother, Steve. Who your mob? Where you from?
Proud Jindabyne boy. In the southern areas of the wet tropics rainforests of Tully and the Cardball area. Mm-hmm. Back in the days, that's where I met our good inspector here.
Almost
15 years ago when he was a senior connie in Tully.
I actually thought it was closer to 20.
There it is. Oh, good. And Inspector James Coates. Who's Inspector James Coates? Give us a bit of background, my friend.
Well, I've been with the Queensland Police for about 32 years now. Lived all over the state, out west as far as Winton, Windora, all up to Torres Strait, and southeast Queensland.
Okay. And you're based here in Cairns?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been here since about 1998 now.
98, yeah. After two wet seasons, two cyclones, you're local, yeah, we claim you.
A couple of cyclones later.
Here we are. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Now, we're yarning today, gentlemen, about First Nation Mayor's Summit in Cairns. It happened 4th, 5th of September, and that's an annual event. So give us some background regarding First Nation Mayor's Summit, please.
Yeah, sure. So this is the first one for this year, proudly represented by 17 communities from across Queensland,
mm-hmm.
With our new First Nations unit and the Commission of Police.
Good.
2 days solid of discussions, and as well as in the awards night that evening as well, which is really important.
Good.
And importantly, during that, each of the communities also got to speak directly to the commissioner to discuss their concerns.
Yes.
No private closed room meetings.
Yes.
Which are really important, I guess, for the issues surrounding individual communities, because as we know, every community is different from one another. They all have different problems.
Of course.
And the commissioner got to listen to what those problems were and see which way we could make some progress to make those communities better places.
So, of course, we're talking First Nation Mayor's Summit. That means all mayors are at the table. Is that right?
Yes.
So paint the picture regarding the delegates at the summit.
So the main delegates we had there were the mayors themselves. And, of course, we had the CEOs mm-hmm. that were also present.
So, and which areas? Across the Cape? Or?
Yeah, across the Cape. So okay. We had the mainstay here, but as far as the southwestern Darling Downs area as well was also represented.
Okay. Sherbert.
Okay, big shout-out. Yeah, okay, beautiful, yep. So we have full-on-blown conversations and the relationship or the bridge building in regards to the mayor, the communities with the Queensland Police, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. It's an exciting event. We even had representatives from Victoria. Victoria Police come up and give their perspectives as well and some presentations.
So a question, do we have PLOs in Victoria?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Sure. I think Queensland.
New South Wales got
PLOs. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Just the other thing on what the inspector said also is the officer in charge from those communities also attended.
Okay.
To give their views across the board.
That's correct.
In their communities. Yep. So out of the 18 to 19 communities, OICs also attended.
Mm-hmm. All right, fantastic. Yeah. So it would have been some good yarns, good conversations. This is an annual event. How long has it been running for, gentlemen?
Well, they've had it going for a while now.
This is the second one I've been to.
Yeah, but this is the first one I think it's been so well represented.
Yep.
And it's also the first one I believe we've had since we've had the First Nations unit was implemented. So the First Nations unit, it's a newish unit by the Queensland Police.
Yep.
And its role is not just to advise the Commissioner and what we call the Executive Leadership Team, the Queensland Police, but also shapes policies and procedures that relate to our First Nations communities, just to make sure that what we're doing as police is actually a good thing. Mm. It's not just made by bureaucrats.
It seems like a platform of cultural awareness. as well as just communication and friendship building and relationship building?
Well, I think it's more than that. It's actually putting that communication into action as well.
Okay.
You know, it is shaping our policies, how cool. we act Good. As a government organisation.
Yes.
And how we put those policies into action into those communities. And it's done as a culturally appropriate way.
Yeah, so with the communication with the mayors and with the communities, then the solid information in regard to what goes in the files and in the regard to policies is strong foundation.
That's correct. Yeah. And it's an informed foundation, yes. as well. It's not just done because someone thought it was a good idea and ran with it.
Mm.
It's done because it's what the community wants and needs.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And so this is a two-day thing, and so we would have had keynote speakers or people on speaking from explaining their situation, whether it be a mayor or whether it be an officer, yeah?
Yeah, so we had a lot of keynote speakers. It wasn't just from the police either. We had from the Department of Justice as well.
Okay.
Some of you may remember Stevie Tillett got up to have a talk.
Okay. So he don't mind a yarn, Brother Steve.
No, he does all right. He's a bit of a stand-up comedian too.
Big shout-out, Stevie Tillett. Big shout-out, brother. Yeah, former Cowboys NRL, yeah?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, still doesn't look that old, does he? Hasn't aged.
Yeah, true. So that was fantastic, having someone of that calibre.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had someone there from health, and obviously, like I said, we had Victoria Police as well came up.
That would have been an eye-opener for Victoria Police as well.
I think so, because I don't believe they have any of their own communities anymore.
Mm.
So
okay.
They have a different perspective than what we do.
Sure. But they can see that the platform, the beautiful platform of communication, because wherever they're working at whatever station, even if we're talking country of Victoria, this TO is on the ground.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So it just helps them regarding communication or a broader sense in regarding communication.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
But no, it was awesome. But a lot of key issues were discussed, which I guess really flows across all the communities.
Mm.
Youth crime is one of them.
Yes.
It was discussed at great length.
Yes.
And every community has, irrespective of what community in Queensland or Australia you're in, you all have a youth crime problem, but the perspectives on it, vastly different to what they have.
Sure.
And that's going to be a massive challenge, I think, from the community up, right up to the organisation, the Queensland Police and the government itself.
Exactly.
There's no answers given that could sort of be carried over, but no. I guess it comes as a lot of foundation projects taking place in various communities to what suits those communities.
And when we talk about youth crime, it's not only First Nation youth doing the crime, it's across the board.
That's right.
But can I say, as an elder, a First Nation man, we the elders, we the First Nation people, we're sick of the crime as well.
Correct.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And we feel that our young brothers and sisters have lost their identity, lost their connection. And so culture is a big thing for us, you know. But that is also open for our non-Indigenous youth out there as well to come to the table to help them on their journey, their path, their future, you know what I mean? Vision.
Yep.
Yeah. And to that extent, there's a lot of discussion too about what actions can take place to keep these young people out of the criminal justice system.
Yes.
To keep them out of court, to keep them on the straight and narrow path.
Yeah. And we don't know why any more detention centres.
No, and that's not it. We want to keep them out of it.
Yes.
We don't want to have their behaviour, I guess. We don't want to treat them in isolation and make them outcasts in their own communities. We want them involved in communities to understand they are the community and they're the future of our communities.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, nicely put, Inspector James. So youth crime, that was one topic. What other topics were at the table?
And the importance of PLOs.
Okay, thank
you. Police liaison officers out, more Stevies.
Stevie smiling there.
Yes.
Model material.
And I guess it's probably important to point out that the Far North, we took away 3 awards for our PLOs over the conference.
So with the summit, there's an awards night, awards event as well.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So we won 3 awards from the commissioner to our police liaison officers. So we won one at Arakoon, the PCYC.
Okay.
One for Weeper.
Congratulations, yes.
Yep, and Guy Patterson at Yarrabah.
Represent.
Yep. Yeah, so for their work, outstanding work in community relations.
Yeah, beautiful.
So,
well, that's good to see.
And Arakoon PCYC going through Sergeant Stevie up there. They're actually kicking goals. They've had the recent event in Brisbane where 6 young girls from the community went to the Australia soccer match in Brisbane.
Oh, rightio.
And prior to a week of that, the Arakoon mixed touch football team won the event on the Gold Coast. So that was an eye-opener for them. So they're kicking goals.
Mm. And we need more successes, you know, and go a mile, see a mile, so to speak, you know what I mean? And that, even if it's in the sporting arena, what have you, but it just empowers you, as an individual, if not a First Nation person, to strive for your own personal goals and dreams, you know?
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
Kicking goals up there.
I think that's a really good really good attitude for them to display and inspiration to other police liaison officers we have across the state.
Beautiful. It's fantastic.
That was really discussed at great length by all the mayors and the CEOs about how important PLAs are in the communities and the important role they have.
Lovely. Yeah, exactly.
It's, I think that, you know, that the police liaison officers are in a difficult position because they're seen as employed by the Queensland Police.
Sure.
They're still community members.
Mm.
And the day doesn't stop the day they take the uniform off.
No, that's right. Exactly.
It stays
exactly.
on. We have, you know, they end up at people's houses doing stuff in their own time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, I can't promote them well enough. If anybody out there wants to become a police liaison officer,
please, doors are open.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
going for Steve's job right now.
Steve's got to retire one day.
You know, the beautiful thing is that you can't be black on black. And when you've got a First Nation person in the blue uniform, it's an icebreaker.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you can have that communication and you can yarn that cultural way and then also educate our non-Indigenous police officers in that space. You know, correct. It's a team effort, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's where that support from that, what the inspector said, from that First Nations multicultural unit led by Superintendent Kerry Johnson.
Yep. They're big shout out, Kerry. Yep.
They're in Brisbane. We have their support 110% along the good. On this journey.
Yeah. Inspector, let's go to you regarding the police uniform.
Yes.
And when we're talking about non-Indigenous police officers, they would find this a powerful tool, would they not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the uniform says a lot these days. And if you have a look at our protective services officers, we've also... So they're a maroon version of the patch that we have, dark blue. But other than that, we almost look identical now.
Sure. And the respect is there for both ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two-way street. Yep.
The other thing I'd like to say with the inspector, he wears two hats. His other portfolio is the education department side of things here at Cairns.
Yes.
He's the OIC there. I also get the opportunity to come and speak to the new recruits when they do come on deck on their first day, just to speak about Cairns itself in general.
And their officers recruiting.
So they'll be based either in Smithfield, Cairns or Edmonton. We currently had six in the last 2 weeks. It's just started, so...
And there's a space for PLO to present.
Well, I just put that opportunity across the board to say, look, there is PLOs out there. Please utilise them as much as possible, whether it's either Japanese, Chinese.
Okay, yes, of course.
Yes.
Other nationalities.
Correct. So they're out there as a resource to utilise in your career, in your jobs here in Cairns.
That's right, because a lot of it isn't just about walking around the streets and looking good and talking to people. It's actually an important part of the policing function. Some of it is following it with victims of crime or encouraging those people to come forward.
Sure.
Because as we know, some cultures, not necessarily just First Nations, but across the world, they're very shy about coming forward to people in authority.
Exactly.
So the role of police liaison officers is just can't be understated.
Beautiful. Yeah, lovely, fantastic. So it was a huge success, the First Nation Mayor Summit in Cairns back on 4th and 5th of December, September that was, September, and of course an annual event. Getting bigger and better, I'm picking up.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
And I think some of the other presenters too we had was our Protective Services Officers.
From Brisbane. Yep,
Brisbane. From Brisbane.
Oh, right. Yeah, beautiful.
Yep.
So good team effort.
Yeah, so Protective Services Officers, they're also employed by they come under the Queensland Police.
Yes.
You've probably seen the place like the courthouses or state government buildings.
Yep.
But we also actively recruit for those officers as well.
Yes.
They're not police liaison officers, but they're actually, I guess, their purpose is to guard Queensland government buildings.
Sure.
We currently have two over in Yarrabah as we speak.
Rightio, thank you.
So they've just been employed this year.
So like security guards?
Pretty much, but... Yeah, but they wear exactly the same uniform what we do.
Yeah, beautiful.
They have some limited powers and they protect government assets and buildings.
Look, the more people we have in uniforms, like protect and serve, that's what you're there for, but out of sight, out of mind. The fact that you're there, well, it just gets people thinking twice in regarding doing negative things or naughty things, hey?
Yeah, that, but it also creates an outstanding employment opportunity too for our communities.
Yes.
Because as we... And we have schools, we have all sorts of government buildings in some of our communities.
Sure.
The employment opportunities are there for our community members to actually join and participate. And hopefully, you never know, it could actually lead to a career within the Queensland Police full time.
Exactly. That's great.
How long have you been with the force, Steve?
20.
20 years, there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Too deadly, brother.
Life.
Represent.
Life.
You didn't have as many gray hairs back then, did you, Steve?
Hey, look, great conversation. Thank you very much. First Nation Mayor Summit. Now, that summit is open to the public?
Unfortunately, no. No, it's only an invite.
Okay.
No,
just inquiring, yeah.
From the commissioner's
office. It's good to see. It'd be great to see that in action, that's all, you know, and communication from the constituents. But look, great. Thank you very much for sharing. Nice to meet you, Inspector James Coate.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, you're always good to see you, my brother.
See you when you get back from Pomperia.
Yeah, thank you. I'll do that. And big shout out to
Courtney.
Courtney, yeah, who's going to be up there.
Courtney Mallett, she'll be up there waiting for you tomorrow.
Lovely, up there, do some motivational stuff and inspire them youth. But to Delhi, thank you very much, gentlemen. We'll talk soon. All the best, eh?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, to Delhi. Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue. Which Way Yarning is the segment. And just talking about the First Nation Mayor Summit in Cairns back on 4th and 5th of September. Annual event, fantastic event, and also awards as well. And congratulations to the award winners. And thank you for the yarn, Inspector James Coate, and also PLO Stephen Grant, to Delhi. This is your Delhi program. National Talk Black, have your say. Yarn up strong. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, yarning with Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black. And stay tuned, to Delhi.